Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Public information session scheduled for Future of Diablo Canyon. Groundbreaking ceremony for Creston Road Phase 2 project this morning. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 62 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmetal Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County of San Luis Obispo invites residents to attend an informational session on the possible extension of Diablo Canyon Power Plant's operation through 2045. The session will be held Thursday, July 30th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Concho Shajian Government Center in San Luis Obispo. PG&E representatives will provide updates on the plant's operations, safety systems, seismic monitoring, fuel storage, and regulatory oversight. Key speakers will also present information associated with the proposed extension and economic impacts. The meeting will also be streamed live at slowspan.org for those who cannot attend in person. The City of Paso Robles invites community members to attend a groundbreaking ceremony for Phase 2 of the Creston Road Corridor Improvement Project. The ceremony will be held this morning at 10 a.m. at the site of the roundabout construction near 625 Rolling Hills Road. The city says parking is limited and to enter on Rolling Hills Road from the north via Union and Golden Hill. Mayor John Hammond and representatives from Senator John Laird's office will speak on the project. Atascadero Police Department to hold annual military equipment community meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Batcave. Your all-news time is 6:09.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Atascadero Police Department invites community members to attend its annual Military Equipment Community Engagement Meeting next week. The meeting will be held on Tuesday, July 28th at 4:30 p.m. in room 106 of Atascadero City Hall. California ABT 481 requires law enforcement agencies to conduct annual public meetings regarding the department's military equipment program, providing an opportunity for community members to ask questions and offer comments. A jury in San Luis Obispo County has convicted a 40-year-old resident, Robert Wade Moore, the fourth of robbery and two counts of assault and resisting a peace officer from an incident in December 2025. On December 22nd, a 67-year-old victim was working at the Smart & Final store on Johnson Avenue in San Luis Obispo, in the produce section near the entrance. He saw Moore carrying several food items, walking towards the cart area, grabbing a 3-pack of cider, and walking out the store without paying for any of the items. The man followed Moore out the store, confronted him about the merchandise, and attempted to grab the cider from him. Moore then began throwing items at the victim, struck him, and swung the 3-pack of cider at him multiple times. Moore was located the next day, locked inside a bathroom at Slow Ranch Market, and was arrested. He faces a maximum of 5 years in state prison. A jury also convicted 36-year-old Paul James Mager of Pismo Beach guilty of violating a criminal protective order in September 2025. Police responded to a domestic violence disturbance at a local residence in December. Mager was reportedly arguing with a protected victim, refusing to leave the location. Records reveal that Meager was prohibited from harassing, threatening, striking, assaulting, or disturbing the peace of the victim. The victim reported that Meager became aggressive, knocking items off the walls, throwing objects, and making threatening statements. Meager faces a maximum sentence of up to 1 year in county jail. His sentencing is scheduled for August 12th. One person is dead from a rollover crash yesterday afternoon on Adelaide Road, west of Paso Robles. CHP said the vehicle rolled over off the roadway and onto its roof, about 45 to 75 feet down a hill. Medics arrived and confirmed the driver died in the crash. CHP has not identified the name of the victim and said they'll release updates as information is confirmed. For the Mid-State Fair today, the Market Hog Show starts at 8 a.m. at the Paso Robles Pavilion, followed by the Market Steer Show at 9. At 8:30 a.m. is the Market Goat Show, followed by the Market Lamb Show and the Livestock Pavilion. The fair opens at 4 p.m. today. Remember that shuttle services are available at the Albertsons Shopping Center, 10th and Spring Street at City Hall, and the Lowe's Shopping Center. Tonight, in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, Howard Jones on the Things Can Only Get Better Tour. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Cardinals 3-2, the Athletics over the Diamondbacks 5-2, the Royals beat the Giants 4-3, the Braves over the Padres 3-2, the Phillies beat the Dodgers 10-7, the Yankees over the Pirates 8-5. Tonight, the Angels will face the Cardinals, the Giants will go against the Royals, the Padres will face the Braves, the Dodgers will go against the Phillies, the Athletics will face the Diamondbacks, and the Yankees will go against the Pirates. In California news, the Food and Drug Administration has announced that the detection of the parasite in iceberg lettuce from Taylor Farms, believed to be behind the cyclosporiasis cases in the U.S., was a false positive. The FDA said they're still advising people to not consume recalled products. They also said they're still working to identify potential sources of the parasite and that their investigation into Taylor Farms continues. The parasite has an incubation period of up to 2 weeks, so patients may not remember what they ate to have caused it. A 53-year-old city manager in the Bay Area was arrested less than 3 weeks after taking the job for being found on board someone else's yacht. Elaine Forbes was taken into custody at 7 a.m. on Saturday by the Marin County Sheriff's Office. A yacht captain was moored nearby and heard a boat horn blaring at about 5:30 a.m. He found Forbes inside the wheelhouse with open alcohol containers on the vessel. A federal judge on Monday granted a request by 12 states, led by California, to halt the merger between Paramount and Warner Brothers. Discovery for at least 2 weeks. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Cape, your all news time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Today's report sponsored by DPA Auctions. When's the last time you hooked up that old stock trailer? If it's been a while, DPA Auctions turns ranch equipment into cash. Online, low commissions, you set the reserve. Family owned since 1972. Get it sold before winter. Head to dpaauctions.com right now. Well, the Trump administration has announced some new 25% tariffs on a range of Brazilian imports, but excluded several major agricultural products, including beef and coffee, limiting the immediate impact on U.S. food markets. The tariffs, scheduled to take effect on July 22nd, cover products such as machinery, furniture, sugar, and ethanol, and were imposed under Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974 following a U.S. investigation into Brazilian trade practices. Now, key commodities not produced in sufficient quantities domestically, including coffee, beef, and some aerospace components, were exempted. Brazil immediately condemned the action as politically motivated and indicated it could respond under its trade reciprocity law. Officials are also considering challenges through the WTO. Livestock producers Western Video Market just wrapped up its Silver Legacy sale in Reno, Nevada, and what a sale it was. Tremendous buyer demand and record prices for both cattle and sheep. Their next big summer video sale is August 10th and 11th from Little America in Cheyenne, Wyoming. However, the consignment deadline is this Thursday, July 23rd. So let the professionals at Western Video Market go to work for you and bring top dollar for your livestock. Contact your local Western Video Market rep or visit WVMCattle.com.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Restaurante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL, with no data limits. 805-995-4181. After months of discussions with agricultural leaders and community members, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife awarded $2 million to organizations supporting efforts to reduce wolf-livestock conflicts. The funding includes $1.1 million to the California Farm Bureau's California Bountiful Foundation to reimburse producers who have suffered a confirmed or probable wolf attack on livestock. The other organizations receiving funding, Sierra Valley Resource Conservation District, Honey Lake Valley Resource Conservation District, and Working Circle, will use the remaining funds to assist in relevant outreach and education. We have heard clearly from ranchers how hard the return of wolves has been to their livelihoods, not just financially, but the day-to-day mental and physical toll of managing this animal, CDFW Director Megan Hurdle said in a statement. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the low 60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Thursday through the weekend and into Tuesday next week. Upper 90s on Thursday, 101 Friday, 100 on Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday and Monday, 96 a week from today. Currently it is 62 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRO News Time is 6:20.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
General Motors shares are higher after its earnings rose in the recent quarter and topped expectations. GM says customers' demand has remained strong in North America, especially for pickups and SUVs. Discount broker Charles Schwab is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. Oil services company Halliburton says steady demand in Latin America, Europe, and Africa are offsetting declining activity in the Middle East because of the Iran war. Defense contractor Northrop Grumman is raising expectations for the year, citing strong demand for weapons. Novo Nordisk is suing Eli Lilly, accusing Lilly of false advertising. Lilly claims its weight loss treatments outperform Novo's drugs. Lilly makes Zepbound and Mounjaro. Novo's treatments are Wegovy and Ozempic. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
Make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and DuraCool pads. Blake's True Value's knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a True Value.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Attache Palace Casino in Attache Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with great gas prices, too. All right, call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL to join us on the Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Eric's in for Barry. Barry is taking his summer sabbatical. And Chris, hopefully I get this right because I've been thinking about it too much after we talked earlier.
Yes.
Eric's going to have on San Luis Obispo County Cattleman of the Year, Dale Everson.
Yeah, Everson.
Okay.
It was a hard E. It kind of caught me off guard at first when, you know, I heard it.
All right. So I don't want to get the paddle from Mrs. Wiebe. All right. So anyway, Dale will be on this afternoon. Then, I love this stuff. Anita Schauer. Who is she? Well, she's Ms. Etiquette. Will join us to talk. Well, join everybody to talk about all things etiquette. All right. Love it, love it, love it. I'd have Eric saying, can he ask her that? Should you ever answer a question with a question? All right, there you go. Let's see here. Oh, we do have a email. Let's see here. Groundbreaking event. I'm assuming this has to do with the Creston Road. But before we get to that, that's why we're here. Let's go right to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Close, but no cigars.
What? Did I get it wrong again?
Okay.
Yep. Okay, two words. The first four letters, E-V-E-N. What is that word? Even. And then S-O-N, sun. Even sun.
All right. Hold on a second here. All right, I'm going to blame Eric on this.
There you go.
He has E-V-E-R-S-O-N.
There you go.
So it's, I am passing the buck, and I have a paddle here at the station, so when Eric comes in this afternoon, I will not take blame. I will blame him, which is probably not proper etiquette.
You'll go all Sister Teresita on him, huh?
Sister Teresita or Sister Amadeus, either one.
But, yep.
But I think Sister Teresita definitely was more powerful.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye. All right, you got that?
I got it. I'm glad to know I wasn't entirely wrong because my focus was just on, you know, the first E because when I first looked at it, I thought it was ever, or no, I mean, I guess this case would be Evan, knowing that it's with an E-N now, but I forgot. I forgot how it was spelled.
Okay, apparently Eric did too, so.
Evenson.
All right, so let's see. Let me see here. Anita, is that her real name? Well, I hope it's her real name because that's what Eric sent me. So I don't know.
Well, now we know that's not exactly a reliable source. So
maybe it's Anita Bryant. I don't know. But we're going to have two people on the show this afternoon with the first and last names. We're just not sure of the spelling. Okay, so there you go. Let's see. Okay, now back to this, the groundbreaking event. Why would the city waste time and maybe money with this? What great words of wisdom are we going to hear from Hammond and other officials? Maybe they can talk about the city and the state, how they have wasted our money and needs to keep raising our taxes instead of taking care of basic infrastructure. I love that email. Chris, are they having donuts and coffee and all that other kind of stuff? Did they say there?
There wasn't anything mentioned about snacks, no.
Okay, that usually gets the mice to show up for these. I know, I would.
For the donuts, not the coffee.
Would you care about what they say, whether holding a shovel and posing for a picture to get in a fish wrap?
No.
No, me neither. But apparently enough people do because they want to see or talk to their officials, and maybe that's a time and place to do it. But to each his own, they're out there, and I'll be glad when the project is finished. Okay, so we have there. Now, also, looking for perhaps a little help. Okay. There is a 4-H in Cambria, however, and they run into a little bit of a problem. This lady, she volunteered to kind of take over. Things were a little bit, just not necessarily coordinated there. And basically what has happened is they mean extremely well, but again, this the mom and also happens her daughter, they missed a deadline. And this young lady, she graduated from high school and has always wanted to bring a beef animal to the fair. This was her last chance to do so. She isn't from an ag family, but loves farms and ranches, and this was a very big deal. Her family is of modest means, and she's invested all she could in this animal, hoping to get a return. Well, the beef leader didn't tell her the deadline to sign up or anything about signing up, and since she's worked with the FFA before, she assumed it was taken care of. She and her heifer were kicked out of the fair today because she wasn't registered. This is more so about the leader with pick along. She was completely unsupported anyway. Now she's kicked out of the fair through no fault of her own with no market for her breed replacement heifer. She has to earn money on the heifer. Would you be able to mention something on your show in the morning? If people wanted to do an add-on for her heifer or buy it outright, they could reach out. Okay, I don't know how any of that works. And I don't know how often this happens. I mean, there are rules, there are guidelines, there are deadlines and so forth. And that's, you have to have those. But, again, if this is just an isolated and once of a kind and it's, you know, everything sounds good about this family, just this worked out this way. So if anybody knows anything, if you can, whether on the air or you can email me, cause I can put you in touch with somebody who, is affiliated with this. Okay. So, always looking to help out. These kids put in a lot of work. They put in a lot of work, and I've been down there a few times over the years, and I've seen some kids, disappointed, and it's tough to watch. It's tough to watch. Anyway, so there you have that. Okay, what else do we have here on this? There's a couple of things, but I'm going to go back because we were talking about this yesterday on this proposed homeless or whatever the heck they're calling it down there right across from the Flamson Middle School. And again, I can't wrap my head around exactly what it is. Is it Echo, Haslow? I can't figure it out. It's kind of getting convoluted, but what I am trying to find out is exactly who or what, the money, et cetera, and what the guidelines are. From what I've been told and what I can find out, that if money is involved from the state, that this, you know, depending on the facility, I think, that you can't have people coming in that are abusing drugs or alcohol. I mean, you can allow them in. So I don't know who would be taking over this or who's buying it, where the money's coming from. So it's somewhat convoluted. I think it will be coming up tonight at the Paso Robles City Council meeting. So it'll be interesting to find out. And one of the things, I know Chris Bausch called in yesterday, and, you know, because I was made the statement, well, if somebody applied for a building permit, and, well, what are you going to build? Well, I'm going to build a three-story apartment complex. Okay, it's not completed, but apparently if this does happen, then it's not necessarily an apartment. It's a homeless shelter or whatever you want to call it. Does that change the permitting process? I don't know. I don't know. So this thing has kind of gotten out of whack a little bit. And then also along those lines, I had somebody do a little work, and the Housing Authority of San Luis Obispo, the compensation study results, and this has to do with some of the salaries. Again, this is for the HASLO, the Housing Authority here in the county, which they get quite a bit of money from state, federal, and local. All right, these are just some of the numbers I'm throwing out here. Not all, just a couple, just to let you know of why you're paying more in taxes, particularly for people who do not contribute. I always round these things off. $149,000, $164,000, $181,000, $297,000, $100,000, $91,000, $72,000, $67,000, $72,000, $108,000. Those are just some of the numbers that were given to me regarding this. So you continue to pay more taxes for this, et cetera, and I'm glad everybody out there is wealthy. So there you go. Just a few things to start off this morning. Okay, also, I don't know. It's just me. I don't know how many of you heard this story. It's got to go national. It has to go national. It's from California, of course. This is in a beautiful Sausalito. I love that town. The new city manager in Sausalito was arrested early Saturday on suspicion of felony burglary. Now, what did she steal? Going to jewelry store, she do this, she do that. Nope. Nope, 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 nope. How about a yacht?
Oh, yeah, that was the California news I had.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Okay. What was her name?
Elaine Forbes.
Yeah, Elaine Forbes.
Now, again, this lady is the new city manager, making well over $200,000 a year. And, you know, from the picture I see, I can tell that she looks like a whack job. Anyway, she told deputies she was having a bad morning and insisted they leave what she claimed was her boat. Well, it's not her boat or yacht. All right. And they contacted the owner, and the owner said she did not have permission to be on board. Now, this is a city manager. She initially told the yacht belonged to her. I wish they would do this in print, but maybe there's reasons legal they don't do it. She initially told, she lied to the deputies is what she did, okay? It wasn't hers, and she knew it. But she was having a bad morning. So, you know, I mean, what the heck? The city of Sausalito called it a difficult development for our city staff and our community. And it would not comment further until the investigation remains active. Again, for legal reasons, I understand that. But don't you wish once in a while somebody would just come out and say, she's a whack job and we need to get rid of her and we made a mistake hiring her. Okay? She was appointed the city manager in May. And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, they don't want to comment, and obviously they can't comment on the situation because it is active. And what did I see here? Here it is. A spokesperson for this thief, city manager, She's devoted much of her life to public service and is widely respected by many people who have worked with her over the years. She's experiencing a mental health crisis. Well, let me see here. We hope people will respond with compassion, patience, and respect for her and her family during this extraordinary difficult time. Well, she didn't. She seemed to be able to answer the question or lie about answering the question. Oh, it's not. Yes, it's my boat. But my point is, what we're seeing, because I did a little bit of research to be dangerous on this, that is mental health. This, what she said, or somebody said for her, has become more of a convenient excuse for unacceptable actions. And it can be used, and well, it is used in the court of law. In many cases, people know where to go to have something, let's just say, legitimate, even if it's not. Just like years ago in this county, there were some people in the North County that could go down to Pismo Beach and get the get a doctor. What's workman's comp for what was that stuff with computers? Chris, what's it called?
I don't know what you're referring to.
The hands or the carpal tunnel.
Oh,
okay. Kevin Hay, well, because I know personally, because I had to contact the state of California, and they didn't do a damn thing about it. But anyway, so this is what's going on, and also regarding this, now again, we don't know what the contract says, because we know with contracts here in North County and the county in general that, well, you could be a scumbag and a sleazebag, but, you know, we have to let you go. However, here's a check for $250,000 for being a sleazebag, because that's in the contract, or they don't want to deal with it, et cetera, et cetera. Again, the people signing the check, it's not their money. It's the taxpayers' money. So what part of this game is that, who knows, she may be eligible for compensation. How about that? And who knows? She'll probably go to another city and get a job, too, after she's cured, of course. This is what's going on. Now, again, not everybody, you know, when they say of mental health, doesn't mean that they're lying. But it's become more frequent. It's become more frequent, and they're gaming the system. They're abusing the system. They're liars. They're cheats. And I don't want to hear that they're good and they're out to serve the community. Not when they do things like that. No, they're sleazebags. It's pretty simple. There's nothing for that. Okay? And I'm going to dovetail it with this, that a Cal State president or whatever, he got in a little bit of trouble because the Cal State spent $12 million to settle a lawsuit in which two female employees at Cal State San Bernardino said they were harassed and discriminated against based on their gender by two male university administrators. One of this Morales, a former Palm Desert, All right, so this guy Morales, he signed at the end of the school year, resigned rather, at the end of the school year, and because of his good standing, is eligible to receive a coveted executive transition package with faculty rights. This means he can continue to work as a university faculty member and continue to get paid. Again, whose money is it? Whose money is this? This is constant. I don't know. Where are any of our elected officials that says we need to hone in on these contracts? The county should do it and the city should do it too. Bad behavior, you're gone. Schools should do it. Bad behavior, you're gone. We're not giving you a little severance package for being a sleazebag. Simple as that. It should be as simple as that. So maybe some of you folks have thoughts on that. Again, I always have to think it is your money. Let's see here.
on the text. Kind of funny how Ty, a.k.a. Cry Lewis, left the city, got paid, and has been on social media with a brand new truck and trailer going on vacations across country. I thought he had severe medical issues, but you travel in a brand new truck and trailer, what a fraud. Well, maybe he's cured. Maybe he's cured and he's enjoying life. Who knows? All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County of San Luis Obispo invites residents to attend an informal session on the possible extension of Diablo Canyon Power Plant's operation through 2045. The session will be held Thursday, July 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Cacho Xiaojin Government Center, San Luis Obispo. The meeting will also be live streamed at slowspan.org for those who cannot attend in person. The City of Paso Robles invites community members to attend a groundbreaking ceremony for Phase 2 of the Creston Road Corridor Improvement Project. The ceremony will be held this morning at 10 a.m. at the site of the roundabout construction near 625 Rolling Hills Road. The city says to enter Rolling Hills from the north via Union and Golden Hill. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gosser. U.S. Central Command completing a 10th straight night of heavy strikes against Iran following the recent deaths of U.S. troops in Jordan. President Trump is expected to decide within the coming days whether or not to expand military operations and return to full-scale combat. Trump administration opening a new investigation into international student aid at Harvard, accusing the Ivy League school of excluding American students from scholarships offered by Chinese donors.
The DOJ claims that amounts to illegal discrimination. Harmeet Dillon, who heads the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, said schools cannot get federal funding while at the same time taking foreign money to use only for aid to students from abroad.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, Harvard denies the allegations. America's listening to Fox News.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane. And this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
12 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL, and it is time for sports. Brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Boston Red Sox have won 14 games in a row after edging Baltimore 6-5. The Orioles committed 4 throwing errors. Yankees and Tampa Bay each won. Cleveland hit 7 homers and beat Minnesota 13-4. Milwaukee now has the best record in the majors after its win 8-3 over the Mets and ex-Brewer Freddie Peralta. Philadelphia held on to beat the Dodgers 10-7. Detroit in 10 innings won 8-6 at the Cubs. Houston sent Miami to a 7th straight straight loss, 8-5. Yordan Alvarez with two more homers. He has 33. Seattle has moved into first in the AL West after an 8-0 victory over Cincinnati. Cal Raleigh at a grand slam. The Angels took a late game 3-2 over St. Louis with two runs in the bottom of the ninth. WNBA New York won in overtime at Dallas. Minnesota edged Seattle. Alex Palou won the IndyCar race in Nashville. The event had been rained out Sunday.
Ryan.
All righty. Sports brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Let's see here. We're, about 10 and a half minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Low 90s, we hope, today. Clear tonight. Well, no, excuse me. Some clouds this evening, becoming cloudy after midnight. Overnight lows in the low 60s. And we should or hopefully be in the low 90s on your Wednesday. Now, Thursday, we'll heat up to the upper 90s. 102 on Friday, 100 on Saturday, upper 90s Sunday, Monday, upper 90s, and mid-90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down we go. 6:03 a.m., 8:16 p.m., and we are at 64. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979 in Atascadero. Okay, moving gently along here at The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Remember, they are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. And don't forget, they have that magnificent apparel for you. As we check in to see what animals are out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. All right, as I look to my left, nothing to report here on the world-famous Pet Alert. But even though it may be in the low 90s, just a little reminder, make sure your animals are taken care of, just like you take care of yourself regarding hydration and their paws on the hot cement in the back of pickups inside and, the whole nine yards. Be responsible and be smart. Be smart. Okay. Chris, I have one for you today.
Well, I hope you have one for me most days.
Well, Fridays are out. Fridays are out. Okay. Now, I will start. I don't believe this at all.
Is this one of those laws?
No, it's not the law thing.
Okay.
But according to this, how many days a year do people spend searching for misplaced objects?
Okay, so if you just take, 5 minutes to search for something, that just kind of, it counts 5 minutes and just throughout the entire year, that keeps adding up to a certain number of days.
Right.
Whew.
Do you lose something or misplace something often?
Certainly. But usually
often?
Well, yeah, I say often, but it's something like, I'll misplace and be like, wait, where did I put my glasses? Oh, right, I put them there. It takes me 10 seconds to remember where I found it.
Okay.
Technically, I misplaced it.
All right, so add up that 10 seconds for a whole year. So how many days do you think people spend doing this?
4.
Wow. You know how many hours that is.
Yes, I do. But I'm just assuming people are a lot better at losing things than I am.
No, I'm better than you are at losing things. No, I am. I am. Okay, it's 2.5 days.
Okay, I was a little bit closer than I thought.
People spend, on average, 2.5 days a year searching for misplaced objects, often because they are distracted, rushing, or setting things down outside of their normal routine. I don't believe that. 2.5 days.
I think if it was closer to just one day, I'd believe it a little bit more, but I agree with you there.
Again, with 24 hours. I mean, okay, now, obviously, now this part of the question we've had before regarding the most commonly lost items are, misplaced. Keys, cell phones, wallets, TV remotes, and glasses. All right.
Keys, cell phone, wallet is the big three.
Yeah, and we can understand why. All right, let's see here. That's why I put things in strategic places, so I don't misplace them, such as I throw my keys on the floor of my office. That way I can't, if I step, I don't have to look around the station for them. All right, if you lose one or five, well, not any items and so forth, you know what we mean, animals. Give us a call here at the station, 238-1230. And I have to get the updated email address because I can't remember because this has turned into a debacle. All right, there you go. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. All right, just about 5 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice, KPRL. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and now at the space pub at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, simple question. Very simple question. Who is Mr. Pennybags? Who is Mr. Pennybags? Or Uncle Pennybags? Who do you think it is? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. All right, who do you think it is?
There's only one man that came to mind for me.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Now, I've been a fan of, well, I had no idea that that was the name. I had no idea. Hi, good morning.
Mr. Monopoly.
Yes, Mr. Monopoly is Uncle Pennybags, officially renamed Mr. Monopoly, is the mascot of the board game itself. So, which, sir,
that's right.
Sir, I'm sure you have played Monopoly a time or two.
Oh, yeah, a whole bunch of times.
Is it among your favorite games?
It was when I was younger.
Yeah, no, it's a fun game to play, and if you have kids, to teach lesson about money, too. Imagine that.
That's right.
Yep. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Ron Larson.
Ron Larson?
Yes.
Ron Larson. Okay, Ron, I have you down as a qualifier, and enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye. Chris, do you believe I've never lost at Monopoly?
I guess, I have to take your word for it.
What do you think the reason is?
Because you play against people who have barely played.
No, because I'm the banker.
Ah, I see.
I could be investigated. All right. You going to play? No. Well, I'm the banker. Well, no, I'm not going to play if I'm not going to be the banker. Okay, we'll let you be the banker. Bingo, I win. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Okay, yeah, Mr. Moneybag, portrayed at a mustache in the back. He frequently appears in the game Chance or Community Chess Cards, Mr. Monopoly. Now, originally unnamed when he first appeared in the 1930s, the character was later given the full name Milburn Pennybags. The character was famously inspired by a real-life financier by the name of J.P. Morgan. Okay, so there you have it, Mr. Monopoly or Uncle Penny, Rich Uncle Pennybags, Milburn Pennybags, whatever name you want to call him, Mr. World or Monopoly Guy, as some people call him. So... Now, the unnamed character made his first appearance outside Monopoly in the Parker Brothers game Dig, released in 1940. He did not receive a name until 1946 when Parker Brothers produced the game Rich Uncle with his likeness that appeared on the box instructions and currency. Glad they own the right to it. Oh, boy, because that's the character appeared quite a bit. Anyway, between 1985 and 2008, the character appeared in the second O in the word Monopoly as part of the game's logo. All right, so there you have it. And they do have one that would show up at Comic-Con dressed as Uncle Pennybags.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The Atascadero Police Department invites community members to attend its annual military equipment community engagement meeting next week. It'll be held Tuesday, July 28th at 4:30 p.m. in room 106 of Atascadero City Hall. A jury in San Luis Obispo County has convicted 40-year-old Robert Wade Moore IV of robbery and two counts of assault. Moore assaulted a 67-year-old worker at Smart & Final in San Luis Obispo after the worker confronted him regarding stolen product in the parking lot of the store. He faces a maximum of 5 years in state prison. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Back in 2017, a staff member from the activist group Public Citizens dressed as Mr. Monopoly with an attempt to bring attention to the use of forced arbitration to circumvent consumers' rights to sue financial companies in court. Don't know how that turned out. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on, well, tone, style, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7.